Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Inauthentic: How to Be Yourself and Why It Matters. Stephen Joseph provides a compelling exploration into the concept of authenticity and its profound impact on personal well-being and societal health. Drawing upon years of research and clinical experience, Joseph argues that being authentic is not just a self-help fad, but a critical element in achieving a fulfilled and meaningful life. The book delves into what it means to live authentically, the obstacles that hinder authenticity, and practical strategies to overcome these barriers. Through a mix of psychological insights, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Joseph guides readers on a journey to rediscover their true selves, advocating that authenticity is a reachable goal for everyone, regardless of life circumstances. This book serves as a roadmap for those looking to navigate the complexities of modern life while staying true to themselves. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the definition of authenticity, as Stephen Joseph discusses, is not merely about being honest or straightforward. It's a deeper, more complex quality that involves living in alignment with your personal values, beliefs, and desires. It requires self-awareness, self-acceptance, and the courage to act according to your true self, even in the face of societal pressures and expectations. Joseph meticulously breaks down the components of authenticity, including self-knowledge, autonomy, and relationships, highlighting how each aspect contributes to an authentic life. Throughout the book, Joseph emphasizes the dynamic nature of authenticity, suggesting that it's a continual process of self-discovery and adaptation rather than a fixed state. This topic sheds light on the foundational principles of authenticity and sets the stage for a deeper understanding of its importance and impact. Secondly, the barriers to authenticity. Joseph vividly outlines the various obstacles that people face on their path to becoming authentic. He identifies external pressures, such as societal norms and expectations, as well as internal challenges, including fear of rejection, low self-esteem, and the internalized need for approval. By combining psychological theory with practical examples, Joseph makes a compelling case for the pervasive effects of these barriers on individuals' ability to live authentically. Through the exploration of these constraints, the book offers a nuanced understanding of why authenticity can be so difficult to achieve. Joseph not only identifies these obstacles, but also provides insight into how they can be overcome, emphasizing the role of self-reflection, resilience, and support systems in dismantling the barriers to authenticity. Thirdly, the journey to authenticity. Stephen Joseph maps out the transformative journey towards living authentically, detailing the steps involved in recognizing and shedding inauthenticity. This path involves deep introspection, challenging existing beliefs, and making proactive changes in how one lives and interacts with the world. The journey is depicted as being both challenging and rewarding, requiring commitment and courage. Joseph presents strategies for enhancing self-awareness, such as mindfulness and reflection, and discusses the importance of accepting and learning from failure. This segment of the book serves as a motivational guide for readers, encouraging them to undertake their own journeys toward authenticity, highlighting the personal growth and fulfillment that comes from living in accordance with one's true self. Fourthly, authenticity in relationships. Joseph delves into the significance of authenticity within relationships, asserting that genuine connections are built on the foundation of being true to oneself and accepting others as they are. He explores how authenticity affects intimacy, trust, and communication, underscoring the idea that authentic relationships enhance overall well-being and life satisfaction. The book provides practical advice for fostering authenticity in relationships, including active listening, vulnerability, and boundary setting. This section is particularly insightful, offering readers actionable steps for developing deeper, more meaningful relationships that reflect their authentic selves. Lastly, the societal impact of authenticity. The book concludes with a thought-provoking discussion on how authenticity, or the lack thereof, affects society at large. Joseph presents the argument that widespread inauthenticity contributes to societal issues such as alienation, conformity, and even aggression. Conversely, promoting authenticity can lead to more harmonious and supportive communities. Through compelling evidence and persuasive reasoning, Joseph makes a case for the societal benefits of authenticity, such as improved mental health, increased creativity, and more effective leadership. This topic expands the conversation from individual well-being to the collective good, offering a visionary perspective on the potential impact of embracing authenticity on a societal level. In conclusion, Authentic: How to Be Yourself and Why It Matters is a thought-provoking and insightful read not only for those looking to delve into self-improvement, but also for anyone interested in the broader implications of authenticity in our personal lives and society. Stephen Joseph provides a comprehensive guide on understanding, achieving, and maintaining authenticity, enriching readers with tools to navigate life more genuinely. This book is especially beneficial for individuals feeling lost in the pressures of conformity, those seeking deeper, more meaningful connections, and leaders aiming to cultivate genuine teams or communities. By integrating the principles of authenticity into one's life, readers can expect to experience enhanced personal well-being, improved relationships, and a positive societal impact. Ultimately, Authentic reminds us of the transformative power of living true to ourselves and highlights the ripple effect this can have on our world. If you would like to support Stephen Joseph, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.